You're now tuned in to Sheriff Says
Sup.
Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
What's up, everybody? I got my cousin Sean here again, and we have a special episode for you today. We're going to talk about my personal baby mama drama. So say what's up to everybody, Sean.
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
What's up, what's up? Yeah, I love having Sean here, man. We have a good time. So let's just get right into it. What do you know about my baby mama? What's your personal opinion about her?
First, I didn't mind her, but then she's just a really weird person. She's just really weird.
So would you say that she's an honest person?
Oh no.
Why not?
Because I can tell by the way she talks and the way she says things. She changes her story all the time. It sounds like she was on drugs.
Okay. What do you know about her being abusive towards me?
Well, I know she used to get aggressive towards you.
What do you mean?
And she, well, I can hear it verbally, and then if I remember right, I think she was even throwing shit at you.
Okay. Was she claiming that I did anything?
Yeah, she after you guys broke up, she even wrote me and said, don't believe Chance, and it's like, you're trying to turn me against my own cousin.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and you would know me better. You would know if I was lying better than anybody else, right?
Exactly.
All right. Do you think that I have been fair and honest about everything that I've said about Ashley?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
All right. Let's see. Why do you think that she threw me in jail?
No
idea,
to be honest. It makes
their
sense to me. I think she wanted the attention,
honestly, but... Okay. But you don't think that she maybe did it to keep the kids away from me, possibly?
Oh, that's a high possibility, yeah.
Okay. Just making sure we got that right. What do you think that what do you think that she would have done had I stayed in Arizona?
She probably would have kept being abusive, kept doing drugs. It would have gotten worse.
Do you think she would have kept throwing me in jail?
Probably.
Yeah. Well, I'll just go ahead and confirm that's exactly what would have happened, because I don't know if I'd ever told you, but she kept throwing me in jail for things that was just either hearsay or was very childish to try to throw me in jail over.
Yeah. And what they should do, instead of taking the female's word for it, they need to find more proof and find out for themselves if what she's saying is true or not.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm just going to tell you and everybody else who's listening, when she had attacked me and kept coming at me, that one time that she's using photos of whenever her foot was bruised and she got a black eye that was, I would say is self-inflicted, but it was accidentally inflicted towards her because I was trying not to get hit, because she kept coming at me and advancing towards me. And what happened was, at the end of that night where she was viciously attacking me and everything, and I had barred myself into the room to where she couldn't get in, she was beating down the door and broke it over on top of me, and the door cracked in half because she was laying on top of the door and sort of cracked in half on top of me. And that's how hard she was trying to get in and attack me and get attention from me. And she turned around, and well, before she broke into the door, she kept saying that she needed her phone. And I told her that her parents lived down the street. If she needed to get her phone that bad, if she needed to use a phone, that her parents were down the street. She could walk, three blocks to go there in an isolated neighborhood. And so she said no. And then so she breaks the door down. She gets her phone. She leaves the room. And what I now know that she did, based on the timing and the photos and everything, she went to the other bathroom, the guest bathroom, the kids' bathroom, and took pictures of what injuries that she had caused herself. And now I'm not saying she went out and she went in the other room and hit herself. No, she was coming at me, and she got hurt in the process of trying to attack me, not me trying to attack her. And she did it while she was pregnant, and she knew that I wouldn't hit her because she could get blood clots, and I was trying not to kill her and the baby, so I didn't want to hit her, and I didn't want to hurt her, and I didn't. Well, she decides that she's going into the other room, she starts taking pictures of these photos, and then she comes back and starts playing kiss and makeup and being nice to me. Now, I'm talking about Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde from one second to the other.
Yeah.
And she, Now, if she felt threatened, do you think that she would have called the cops that night?
Yeah, she would have. I believe she would have.
Yeah, so if I was viciously beating on her, as she puts it, do you think that she would have called the cops on me if that was true?
If you were beating her, yeah. I think she would have.
Well, guess who didn't call the cops that night?
She did.
Exactly. She didn't call the cops on me until 3 months later, I think it was. No, she didn't call the cops on me until 6 months later, because she's still pregnant at the time. And when she called the cops, the girl who she says is our youngest, and because I still haven't had a paternity test, and it hasn't been proven that either kid is mine that we've had. We didn't even get into a physical altercation. She called the cops and showed them the pictures as if that had just happened. The cops didn't even question the fact that she didn't call the cops that night. The cops didn't care. They were out to get me. And it was very obvious. It's not me just claiming that they were out to get me. The cop came out with putting gloves on as if things were about to get real physical.
Yeah.
What's your personal opinion on the way Ashley acts towards me?
Aggressive. It's almost like she was bipolar.
Almost. I like the way you said almost, as if. Oh, that reminds me of another story, Sean. When she first was pregnant with her oldest, I'll just put it as her oldest, because I don't know if that's mine. If it is, it's my middle child. So we'll just say her oldest. When she was pregnant with her oldest, her first baby, she started attacking me and coming at me and arguing with me and enraging me into the point to where I was starting to lose control, and I was trying to get away from her, and she wouldn't leave me alone. I couldn't get into another room and just have her leave me alone, because she would follow me into the room and keep harassing me and trying to really upset me. So this is the night when she shoved a gun in her mouth. Did I ever tell you that?
Yeah,
so she had shoved a .357 in her mouth, and that was unloaded, and she knew it was unloaded, and I hadn't been around her and the gun, so I didn't know if she had loaded it or not. She shoves it in her mouth, and I snatch it away from her, and I take off running out of the room, and I look at the gun, and it's unloaded, and I'm just like, oh my God, really? You know, she's threatening suicide and everything. I can't remember if that was why. I think that was after she had the baby. Yeah, because Aurora was in the other room, and she was doing this. Yeah, that's correct. Aurora was in the room sleeping, and she just started freaking out all of a sudden. And she wouldn't rest. She had just gotten off of work, and she just wouldn't take a break. And I told her I had it. Everything was fine, but she wouldn't do it. And she starts this whole fight with me. Well, whenever I decide that she's a psycho and something is totally wrong, I call the cops. And now this is the first time that things got seriously violent between us, because I only say that because she shoved a gun in her mouth and was, you know, chasing me around the house. Now, nobody had hit each other, but I wrestled the gun away from her. That's the only physical thing that happened between each other. Well, the cops get there, they interview us both, and the cops are watching me, hold her oldest. And the other cop interviews her. Well, the other cop comes back to me and asks me if I want to throw her in the mental asylum, and I tell him no, but only because the only reason I said no to him was because she was our only source of income. I had nowhere to go, and I didn't know how I was gonna deal with the after effects of her and her family by me putting her in a crazy house. You know, I was scared. I didn't know. You know, it was spousal abuse is what it was. And I felt like as if I couldn't do anything on my own. And I had the long-term after effects of that. And I mean, I still kind of do, you know, I'm scared to do things on my own because I think I'm not worthy or things like that, you know, and memories come back of just getting abused by her. And it's been really hard for me to even have a relationship with anybody afterwards. And it's been really hard at all, you know?
Yeah.
Well, man, is there anything else that you'd like to add about her?
No.
Yeah, you can't think of anything?
Can't think of anything. That she's psycho.
Yeah, she's psycho. Yeah, thanks, man. The only reason I ask is because I don't want to get off the phone and get off of this podcast, and then you'd be like, oh, you know what? I should have said this or I should have said that because, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like I said, man, every time, dude, I appreciate you coming on the podcast and taking your time out of studying Japanese and wanting to move to Japan to participate in these podcasts. I really appreciate having you every time, man. You're nothing but a great guest. You're fun to have, man. You're fun to talk to. And apparently the people like you because everybody's going and visiting Japan now. Like, it's crazy. Everybody in the mainstream media and the comedian Kevin Hart just went to Japan recently. I mean, and it just all feels like it probably has something to do with the way we talk about Japan.
Yeah, probably.
You know, I mean, oh my God, somebody from America's moving to Japan? Cool. Well, let me go check it out. I got money. Let me take my family, you know?
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Yeah, I just, the only reason I wanted you to come onto this podcast and do this, and I know that this is cutting into your time and everything for studying and stuff, and I know you've got important studies to do, and the only reason I wanted to do this was because I have people saying, you know, very untrue things that Ashley is feeding them. She's feeding them misleading facts. She's lying to them the whole time. She's trying to make me out to be some kind of psychotic abuser, and these other people are not even questioning what she says to them at all. And so I just wanted to kind of come on here with somebody from my family who personally has known me his whole life. And how old are you now, Sean?
Be 35 next 35. Month.
Yeah, you're only 4 years younger than me. So, you know, he's known me all of his 35 years, and we're very close. So thank you, Sean.
You're welcome.